Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, into hour number two. We're going to be getting to Frank and Mike and Russell and everybody. We're going to be getting to you. Wide open phones, and I want to get more into how the janitors now, the biggest janitor company in the nation, is going to be having their people tattle and spy on you with about 500,000 janitors. And that's just one company. Every day, a new company. It's all part of the new freedom out fighting crime for the homeland. And Bush says he may want to attack Iran. It's all coming up. Very important broadcast. And I'll also tell you about my adventures, and boy, were there adventures, in Crawford yesterday for the 12 or 14 hours, I don't know, all total about 15 hours out on the assignment, but 2 hours, 3 hours that was on the road. So about 12 hours there in Crawford, just unbelievable stories. But right now, we'll probably have to hold him over to the next segment, then we'll get to all your calls. Somebody that actually disagrees with me. You know, usually when I hear this, I'll go, let me go talk to him during a break, because before I put him to the head of the line, I want to see if it's real. A lot of times people go, well, I disagree with you, you know, and then they joke, and they're not really disagreeing. But this guy really does. And I had a chance to talk to him. I work for George Soros. I'm with MoveOn.org. I'm anti-gun. I cut off that caller earlier because he was pro-gun. I thought I held him over to another segment. But maybe I'm with Al-Qaeda. But let's go to Rick in California. Rick, you've got the floor, darling.
Okay, well, I'd like to say that Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State, said that the Second Amendment is just as important as the First Amendment, and she was appointed by George Bush. Madeleine Halfbright was appointed by Clinton, and she tried every opportunity to take the guns away.
Let's go count, point counterpoint. George Bush appointed Alberto Gonzalez, who was vehemently anti-gun, and Bush said he would sign the assault weapons ban if it was reauthorized. I'd rather have people that are out in the open with their evil than running around acting like they're not. Now, you told me that you think I'm funded by George Soros. Back it up.
Praise of Air America, which supported the most anti-gun candidate in U.S. history, John Kerry, L. Franken.
That was not praise. I said, look how liberal Rush Limbaugh is, that he won't let somebody like Charles Goyette on, who's pro-gun. That's what I said. I said, they have one libertarian show. That's what I was talking about.
I heard. Oh,
nice twisting. Nice twisting.
Well, that's the way it came across.
No, you totally failed.
You were praising Air America.
No, you failed. You failed. Go ahead.
Oh, well, all right. President Bush reopened our public shooting range in L.A., in anti-gun L.A. County. It was shut down January 1st, 2001. President Bush had it reopened through Ann Veneman on Independence Day 2001. The public shooting ranges are treated as all other concessionaires under President Bush. They weren't under Clinton. Under Clinton, the public shooting
ranges... But that was done under massive pressure. So I want you to answer the question. Is Alberto Gonzalez a vehement anti-gunner?
I do not know about Alberto Gonzalez.
Oh, it's good to know that. Didn't you watch the Senate confirmation? He strongly believes in gun control. I strongly affirm that I want more than the assault weapons ban, is what he said.
I'm sorry. I have to leave right now, but I could call back if you would take my call again.
You have to leave.
Again.
Come on. Prove what you're saying.
I have a commitment right now for about 4 minutes, but I can call
sure,
right
well,
back.
No, no.
If you'll take me.
Let us put you on hold.
Please do that, okay?
We'll put
right
you
back.
On hold.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's got a go to his federal job or whatever. Probably a prison guard right now. Probably at the prison. I'm joking, folks. This is unbelievable. I was saying, what a paradox, or you know, how apropos that Air America, which is full of sniveling lies and propaganda, you know, just more phoniness, though, would allow somebody like Ernest Hancock on, who I've been on their show, folks. It's, you know, it's pro-gun, pro-control the borders. And you know what? I'm able to sell former beatnik liberals on the Second Amendment and fight the New World Order. Because they look at me and I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not a liar. I'm anti-war. The poster boys for war just makes more people go join the false left-right system. And you should have heard the vicious stuff that Rick was saying during the break when I talked to him. He's not quite being as entertaining now. But we'll let him finish up on the other side and then go to your calls. But, yeah, Bush, he's real pro-gun, folks. He just doubled the size of the BATF.
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is August 15th, 2005. We're about to go to your phone calls. Covered a bunch of news. Hey, biggest janitor company in the nation, 500,000. They're going to be spying on you. They already were, folks, but now it's a coming out in the open. Tracker chips will be in all your license plates and inspection stickers, taxing and tracking you, automatically ticketing you. Been telling you about that for 9 years. Now it's going public. Bush wants to go ahead and, well, soften the public up for an attack on Iran. And I'm going to tell the story of the circus of what happened in Crawford yesterday, ending with the Secret Service treating us like absolute trash for no reason, because we're slaves. You know, don't I know that God is in that ranch? People outside the ranch, a few of the Bush worshipers actually talked about him as if he was God. I mean, we joke about that, but I thought, set no more idols before me or gods before me. And I told the guy that the devil comes masquerading as an angel of light, also he comes masquerading as a jittering, stumbling, Kennebunkport, Maine, cowboy hat wearing, gray-skinned little eel. I mean, don't you have any discernment, folks? I mean, you could tell Bill Clinton was a giant goblin. Well, Bush is just an evil dwarf, evil elf. But they're all just puppets. And the New World Order controls us through false left-right systems. The left gets one part of the agenda done. The right gets the other part of the agenda in place. And each side switches off its thinking process, and they play us off against each other while their agenda moves forward. But Rick in California doesn't get that. He thinks Bush is pro-gun and Do you like Bush on the border? I guess you like the $2.6 trillion budget. I guess you like him signing back on to UNESCO. I guess you like all the things he's doing. I mean, seriously, Rick, do you think Bush is a big conservative? I mean, explain to me why you think I'm an evil liberal.
Pardon me?
Explain. I mean, you said earlier, I'm this evil liberal. Like, come on, tell me.
Well, you haven't exposed the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission. You haven't given anybody any specifics to attack the New World Order. All you're doing is bashing President Bush, and you actually hate him, don't you? The way you talk about
him is
absolutely revolting.
I hate him. I'm a hate monger.
You do. You hate him. You hate him. The way that you called him an eel right now and a gray little eel and all this
stuff.
He's a smirking
criminal.
You do.
I don't like criminals, sir.
Well,
I don't like bullies. I never have.
Well, let's talk about...
My way of life is threatened by him.
Here we talk about...
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there, and I'm going to comment on what you just said.
Go ahead.
How long have you been listening to this broadcast?
I used to listen to you years ago, and recently I've been turning you off after about 5 minutes because of your absolute hatred for the president.
Okay. How dare you then, because I thought you just tuned in today, and I would understand. How dare you? I talked about the CFR for about 30 minutes last week, just in one hour. I talked about it almost every day, about how they're pushing the FTAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas. I write huge articles about them. And about how they have more control in the Congress, and how they told Canada's Congress and our Congress and Mexico's Congress what to do. I'm constantly having guests on exposing the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the CFR. My new film, Martial Law, spends an hour on the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, and the Bohemian Grove. I mean, what are you talking about?
I listened this morning. I didn't hear. Well, all I hear is bashing of President Bush. That's all I hear is constant bashing. He never gets credit for anything he does decent.
So it's you that changed, sir. I didn't change. We even gave
like President Bush. He opened up our shooting range. I like him. I find him to be...
So the king did a few things that you like and 100 that... Sir.
Sir,
I was saying 5 years ago that Bill Clinton's in business with the Bushes. I've had former CIA agents on who witnessed all of it. From Latin America, from Arkansas, you name it, Terry Reid, you name it, people with real conservative pedigrees. Let me just stop you. For heaven's sake, sir, wake up. You've been mesmerized. Spirit of delusion. Listen to me, Rick. Let me tell you something. For your own good, man, I haven't changed. I'm defending this country. You have changed. I mean, you're sitting there.
You're sitting there. Your president's appearance doesn't help at all.
Say whatever you want. Go ahead.
Okay, President Bush has outlined on numerous occasions the source of our rights. That is a step in the right direction. He may not believe it, but he outlines it. He hasn't done everything perfectly. He's done a lot of things wrong. He signed McCain-Feingold. But your attacks on this man personally and equating him with his father, who he's not, I just don't like it. I think that you should be more specific, and I think that you should give positive things that we can do to help restore our freedom.
Okay, what about... How Bill Clinton vacations with them and is called the family member
his father.
Surrogate family member, and how George Bush's first action was to say no more congressional investigations, which, by the way, Congress shouldn't have done that, shouldn't have followed his criminal order, to not investigate Clinton for Pardongate.
Well, I agree.
So I can list like 500 things here.
I can list a few things that I don't like about the president.
Did you know
either?
He doubled the size of the BATF? And I've had Gun Owners of America and JPFO on, real gun groups, and they'll tell you Bush is actually going after guns. Let me tell you something. He's actually increasing federal prosecutors to go after guns. A doctor gets caught with a gun that's not licensed in his car. They federally charge him. He goes to prison. I mean, do you really know what's going on, Bubba? He opened your shooting range, some little tiny thing. Did he endorse Schwarzenegger, who's banning 50 cal, who wants to ban down to 40 cal?
Didn't say he was perfect, but everybody...
Perfect! I mean, what do you... George...
Everybody Clinton had was anti-gun. Everybody, even down to suing Daisy Manufacturing, for heaven's sake.
Hey, Governor Pataki, getting a law passed so they can sue gun manufacturers.
Just spit on Pataki. He's a filth. He's not a Republican.
Oh, he's a shill. Oh, but Bush... Bush isn't a shill, though.
No, Bush isn't. Bush is legitimate. This Bush
is. Oh, my God.
His dad wasn't.
Heaven help us. This Bush is legitimate?
Well, what about the source of the rights, Alex? He keeps saying it. And how did he send Bolton to tell the UN to shove it when they were trying to have the conference on small arms?
Oh, Bolton, who admitted in his divorce settlement about the swinger clubs?
I don't know about that. I don't follow all of these.
Well, he really fits in with this crowd.
Well, he told the UN that they have no authority.
They play that little game. You buy it. The UN was created by our military industrial complex in 46 and at Presidio. It's all good cop, bad cop. When two cops pull you over and start good cop, bad copping you, do you think they're both against each other?
Of course not.
Well, then stop it.
I understand the whole thing. I'm saying that we can change the direction of the country slightly. If you disagree with the president, you should have everybody call up. And everybody should write the president and say, Mr. President, we respect you, but we disagree with this policy, and please change it.
Oh, really? 87% of people in this country are against the open borders, but he wants total amnesty.
That's correct. And that's a result of the NAFTA agreement, and the president is wrong.
Okay, so what's he going to do? Oh, so we've called him.
Oh, we keep calling him.
80-plus percent were against the national ID card.
We're going to be better off.
80-plus percent are against the new freedom. 99% are against what the Supreme Court just did with private property.
That's true.
I don't want to hear this anymore. Haven't done our job. People aren't voting because they know there's a bunch of criminals in Washington.
We're better off with him than we would be under Kerry or Gore.
Oh, let me tell you something. They wouldn't have gotten any of this agenda through if Kerry was in there or if Al Gore was in there.
Clinton got that assault rifle ban in, which banned just military.
Which caused a Republican Congress, which they then managed with Newt Gingrich, who's another enemy agent.
You're correct on Newt Gingrich, yes.
Well, you know what, Rick? You sit here and you say all this. I live this, brother. This is all I do.
You don't think I do?
I'm totally obsessed.
You don't think I'm opposed to the New
World
Order?
I know what they're up to, man. George Bush had me kidnapped in 1998 for asking him a question. Okay? George Bush made jokes about executing people like it's funny. George Bush wears a cowboy hat but says he's afraid of horses. George Bush is as phony as if he was a cheerleader, man. The guy is a punk. The guy is a joke. The guy doesn't deserve. He's a coward who sends people to death on lies. And I'm sick of him.
He's a legitimate Christian, and we haven't had any Wacos, or we haven't had any Ruby Ridges, and we haven't had any of these federal atrocities that were committed under the other guy and that would have been committed under Kerry.
Do you know what Skull and Bones is?
Sure.
Do you think it's Christian?
I don't think it is.
You think the homosexual orgies at Bohemian Grove are Christian?
I don't think they are either.
Oh, you think Bush has changed?
I do. I think he was born into this. I think he actually believes that the New World Order would be the best thing for planet Earth. And I don't believe that makes him a traitor. I believe that makes him mistaken.
Well, I don't. I mean, this is unbelievable, Rick. I mean,
well, it may be, but just because you disagree with the man, and he was raised to believe this, he has opened up our shooting range. He has allowed the firearms concessions places to exist.
Let me just say this to you. Yeah, he's supporting the governor that's trying to shut all of it down. You know, gives it with one hand, takes it away with the other. Listen, just for a second. Let's say you were a happy field mouse that lived in my grandmother's closet. And my grandmother went out and she put down some decon, 98% grain, 98% good food, 2% arsenic, it's going to kill you. Now, are you going to eat that because it does some good?
You're arguing how much manure does it take to ruin a bowl of sugar. Well, from what we had...
And what we got is a few grains of sugar on top of a bowl of manure.
And for what we were facing, we are a lot better off than any of the other choices we had.
Brother, I don't know what planet you're living on. They actually hired Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi. This is public. And they hired Primakov. And we're talking Reuters, folks. And they hired these people and 3 years ago, and now literally everyone's being turned into tattletale squads. I mean, we're better off. They're building the cage around us, sir.
We still have the right to own semi-automatic firearms, which we didn't have under Clinton.
Let me ask you a question. Have you looked lately at the price of fuel?
Sure.
You know, that's rigged.
Fuel is used worldwide every day?
Okay. So it's big oil,
barrels.
Huh? You're real conservative. You believe the oil's all gone.
I believe that we're half the price of what Europe was, and I don't even think it's that expensive compared to what it was back in the 70s, based on what we make.
Okay.
What do you think? You make a lot more now than you made then, and fuel is probably double what it was then.
Well, you're using the argument that it's inflationary, and that's true. But the government says there's no inflation. C'est la vie, Rick. Call back again.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Latest spat, the crawlers that have been holding patiently. I'll plunge into the story of what happened in Crawford yesterday in as much detail as time permits, and then we'll get into all the other news. Right now, let's go to, I guess up next here is Frank in Pennsylvania. Frank, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Great show today. Yeah, I was calling to let you know that whenever we make reference to Rush Limbaugh, we don't call him Rush Limbaugh. We call him Lush Windbag. Because that's putting it as best as you can call it, you know.
Well, the guy is no conservative, and I could spend all day explaining how. But folks, just figure it out.
He's just a paid mouthpiece for the Republican Party. That's all he is.
Well, yeah, he exposes the Democrats on petty issues when they should be exposed on real substantive traitorous activities, and then he covers up for the Republicans.
Exactly. Well, here last Friday, I took it upon myself to call a local radio station in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania area to bring up the issue to them about what I heard on your show last week about the problems along the Mexican-Texas border where the travel advisory had been put out.
We posted an area on the site with about 20 mainstream news articles detailing rocket attacks, bazooka attacks, bombs, hundreds of deaths. We counted them up. 600 deaths in 1 month. I was wrong. Not 127. 600 plus. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to explain it to them about this story, and they were online. They went into Google, and the only thing that they could find out was things that were occurring on the Mexican side of the border.
Right there on the page we created is Dallas Morning News, Brownsville paper. We have a huge article today out full of hyperlinks.
Well, you know, sometimes I would really like to get your participation involved with that station. You give them a call, and the thing is...
Well, here's the deal. I literally do so many interviews, I barely have time to even have a family life. If they call me, if they want to do an interview, I'll do one.
I'll have to get through to them to contact them and let them know that you want to find out more about that story. I know a person who you can contact.
If they want to dig and find it, they can. That's the point of the story. Is it's all broken up in an article here, an article there.
It's being buried under the rug and it's suppressed and they don't want no one to know about it.
Well, we've done it. Paul Watson gets most of the credit, but Paul and I put together a 6-page article with about 20 hyperlinks right now today. Every claim is a link to documents mainstream news. All the stuff that was buried, it's on prisonplanet.com right now.
And I've seen your films, Police State 2000 and 911, The Road to Tyranny, and I'll tell you, those are excellent films that they should be put out into the public education systems.
A lot of teachers are showing them and getting in trouble sometimes. A lot of colleges are showing them. We're smashing the false left-right paradigm. Thanks for the call, my friend, and thank you for calling other talk shows and what you're doing. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Maryland. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, great show, Alex. It's really a pleasure and a privilege to talk on the show today.
It's a privilege to talk to you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being involved. What do you think of that caller 2 callers ago?
I'll tell you, I think the guy is just delusional. That's all I can say. But, you know, you really point out another example of how despicable our press is. Because I saw that guy that shot off that gun, and the way they framed it on Fox News was the guy went out. They didn't say it explicitly, but it was implicit that the guy just went out one afternoon, shot off his shotgun, and then walked back out, not firing over and over again at 3 in the morning. And then they had some other goober who lived in the area said, I love George Bush because the Bible says you've got to love your neighbor, and George Bush is my neighbor. You know, I mean, give me a break, you know. And I've got about 8 or 9 of your films up circulating. I got 4 copies of Dave on Kleist circulating to people, and that's not enough. I'm going to try to find my computer and make copies.
Well, you know, with DVDs, even if it's a DVD 9 like I have, which because, you know, my films are like 3 hours long,
yeah.
they have a little $50 DVD machine that makes clones of them now.
Okay,
and you just pop one in and it makes a copy. You can make a copy every 10 minutes. So make it, you know, a copy for an hour every night, just put a new one in every 10 minutes. You'd have 6 copies every day to give to people.
Okay, I'm going to try to buy my computer and get me the whole get up because I guess
you don't have to do that, though. If you have the original DVDs.
So all I have to do is I can just get me a...
Yeah, you got to go to a big appliance store like Fry's or something.
Cool.
But, you want a DVD cloner.
Okay, I didn't know they had those. It's only $50. Well, then great. I'll get on the stick because then I can reach more people because I'll only save stuff to people.
But then a DVD 9, it takes a bigger DVD, so instead of 50 cents per DVD, it'll cost you like a dollar or something per copy.
Well, that's nothing, you know, because I'll only save stuff to people and they sit on them for a month, and it makes me angry.
Well, you need to ask people, are you interested? Do you want to know the truth? This is shocking information.
Yeah,
and they go, I might watch it. Just walk on.
Can I make one more comment?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, well, you got a break now.
Keep going.
Okay, well, you know, it's like, these people don't want to acquiesce to the New World Order. It reminds me of Aristotle and Onassis, who said, hey, if you're getting raped, just sit back and enjoy it, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's the attitude. In fact, that's a Japanese saying. Great points. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Midway point on the downhill now. A lot of key info coming up. Don't want to try to hurry through Mike and Russell and Lovebug and John because I want to have a little bit of time in this hour to tell the story of what happened in Crawford yesterday. I've already promised to do that. And I have a little report that I wrote this morning about some of the observations I made and some of the things that happened. But I do want to add this because I didn't specifically deny what the caller was saying. I was so shocked by it, I was busy laughing at him. I am not funded, nor have I ever been funded. It's like it's the witch hunt. By George Soros. Never met George Soros. Don't like George Soros. He's totally controlled by the New World Order. It's all false left-right paradigm. I do not like nor do I defend Air America. I was saying, look at them, more conservative than Rush Limbaugh with these conservative hosts like Ernest Hancock on, but are more libertarian, more honest, exposing Bush, as well as the Democrats. As long as you do that, Democrats will listen, folks. You can actually deprogram them. And nor am I the 55-year-old Alex Jones, who is the Scientologist. I mean, I get asked that now like every week. Are you the head of Scientology public relations? No, I'm 31 years old from Dallas, Texas, born in Dallas, Texas. I'm not a 50-something-year-old person, and I've never met them. And I think I might have met one Scientologist once at on the street somewhere who said they were. I don't even know Scientologists. And I'm not Alex Jones, the Scientologist. I'm not Alex Jones. I have to do this every couple of weeks now. I'm not the Harvard guy, Alex Jones, who's 60-something years old and has a show on NPR and writes for the New York Times and runs the Shorenstein Center. And I'm not the Alex Jones industrialist in Canada. And I'm not Alex Jones, the photojournalist for the Austin American Statesman. And I'm not Alex Jones, who is a painter. And I'm not Alex Jones. It's just a joke, folks. And I'm not a Catholic secret agent. And I'm not a Jewish secret agent. And I'm not a... I'm a Texan, folks, who doesn't like tyranny. But, I mean, this last guy, that's how it starts. Somebody on a website says, I wonder if he's connected to this 55-year-old Alex Jones Scientologist. That's the hardcore proof. And then another website says, I hear he's a Scientologist. The next website, he is a Scientologist. He's their public relations director. And it doesn't hurt me. It's just a joke. You know, you guys should learn to, number one, not believe what I say, but don't believe what others say. You should check it out. It's just annoying. You know, my mother says to me, somebody told me you're a Scientologist. Is that true? I mean, give me a break. It's a joke. What's the other thing I get called? Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, some fruitcakes just make up one time that, you know, I take money from ABC and I sell families out. And it's just totally made up, total theater. And I make the mistake of not attacking people back when they say that, and then it just becomes reality. It just gets so old. And the reason I'm talking about it now is because it becomes frustrating. We got serious issues, folks. You know, driving back from Crawford yesterday, I'll tell the story, then we'll take some calls and go to my story. But this is why it's so hard to tell a story of what happens in a day, because so many things make me think. We're driving back from Crawford, and a place I've always wanted to go to, in between Crawford and Moody and McGregor, is the University of A&M, one of their major agrobiotech facilities. They own thousands and thousands of acres. There's hundreds of laboratories. And I've wanted to drive up there. I've wanted to show you the fields. I wanted to show you the places this stuff's going on. And there I was. It was already dark, and I almost turned off the road to go work even more and drive 10 miles, you know, to this facility that I've read about and videotaped. I was just too tired. I didn't do it. And that's one of the facilities where Protegene got authorization to plant open air their pharmacological corn back in 2000 with the live HIV virus that grows in the corn. And they planted it in 95 other locations around the country, Ohio, Tennessee, parts of Texas. But, you know, not only is the Army up in upstate New York got spider goats, the A&M's doing spider goats, they're cloning horses, cows, dogs, which they thought was near impossible. Just all this stuff. And they're putting different genes in them, different animals. Really dangerous. I mean, we should be talking about that. Now, it doesn't matter if I am a blood-drinking Easter bunny from the center of the earth. And just on record, he didn't deny he was a blood-drinking Easter bunny. Yes, I'm not a blood-drinking Easter bunny. But it doesn't matter what I am. It's about the information. But we're so tribal. We're so into, you know, the leader. And I do not want to be your leader, folks. I'm not into it. I don't like it. I want you to be leaders. I want to live a safe life. I want to live a dynamic life. I want to be free. I want to control my destiny. And you got to be free if I'm going to have my destiny. I got to be free if you're going to have control of your life and have your destiny. We got tyranny forming here. And somebody just calls up and goes, I think. I said, what's your proof? Well, you must be. I talked to him during the break. I said, what's your proof? He goes, well, I just think you're probably funded. He said it on air. I just think you're probably funded. So there you have it, folks. It's official. George Soros, Paychecks Daily. Of course, it's not true. It's sick. All right, I got to move quick through your calls because I want to get the story started in this hour. And I got a bunch of news, too. Real fast, Mike, finish up in Maryland. I mean, the point you make about that's the creed of slaves. Yeah, if you're going to get raped, go ahead and enjoy it. No, if you're going to get raped, think about how you're going to get a weapon and kill the person that rapes you as soon as they get off of you. That's my creed, but go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, sure. Like I said, I've got through in C-SPAN and plugged you and your show several times, and I called in RBN one time, and they had a substitute for John Stantmiller, and I quoted a book from John from Watson's book, and the guy, it sounded like a total neocon. I couldn't believe he was on RBN, and then you called back up and corrected him. don't know if you remember that. That was a few
weeks ago. I remember. I actually heard that day. He was on there saying that Bin Laden attacked us alone and because we're evil and 9/11 wasn't an inside job and our government didn't create Bin Laden.
But you know, I don't think Americans are going to go with an expanded war in Iran or Syria. People are fed up with this one.
Well, they will if they carry out a terror attack.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Really? You think the Americans will fall for it, huh?
They know that thanks for the call. Great points. It's like a heroin addict. They'll have a month to get the war going and a month to get the draft in place and a month to clap down with even more police state, and then it'll wear off. Instead of having, 2 years of people, I'll give up my rights until they figured it out. Now it takes more and more, bigger and bigger attacks. But it'll eventually blow up in their face, pun intended, give the globalist nuke something or release a bioweapon, which I think could be even more of a chance of that, but it's not going to work. They're going to lose. We've got the initiative, and we're going to do it. Russell in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Russell.
I'll tell you what, Alex Jones, you are, Alex, and this is not about sucking up or not about making you the figure point, but you always say that George Norrie's the national treasure. Sir, you're the national treasure because you do this every day. You're exposing these globalists for what they are, and you're to be commended to the highest.
Let me say this about George Norrie, just the direction he's taken that broadcast, about a third of the time now having people on talking about the New World Order, credible guests, folks. And then openly on his show saying every night, look, I do entertainment shows about aliens and chupacabras. He says it's entertainment, but then he says I do serious shows with Alex Jones. I mean, he's even made the separation.
Right.
That takes a lot of courage. I mean, to have that much,
absolutely,
to be on 550 radio stations, to have the number two show in the country, and to do what he's doing, it does take courage.
Absolutely, you're right. But
that's because the worm has turned. Also, the people are demanding the truth. Go ahead.
Well, it's because we're lied to, and people are waking up from that false left-right paradigm.
Well, quite frankly, the audience is with the truth.
Absolutely.
I mean, folks, when one of my websites gets 20 million visitors in a month, I mean, the establishment's got a problem.
Well,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No problem. I had a couple. I wanted to ask you two things, and I know you're running through these calls you want to go through quick, but you know, that caller before, what we just witnessed was just worship of idolatry of a man. You know, he said that Bush appointed Bolton. Bolton's PNAC, for heaven's sakes. You know, Bush's cabinet is either CFR or Trilateral Commission.
Yeah, that's right. Bush's cabinet appointed him.
Right. And how many people around Bush are either Trilateral or CFR people, like his daddy's cabinet? Same people. You know, Cheney, for God's sakes. I mean, what is this guy? This guy's out off his rocker. But, is the footage and stuff from your Crawford visit going to be on your website, any of that?
Yeah, it's so laced with profanity, though. I mean, literally, these so-called Christian conservatives are the most potty-mouthed people I've ever seen. So it's so laced with cussing and threats. And I mean, you ask a simple question, they begin frothing. And I was very calm until they'd get in my face, and I'd go, well, go ahead and take a swing then. I actually wasn't going to mind it. If one of them popped me, I had it on video, I could defend myself.
I wish I was there. Oh, man.
People were, listen, they would scream. It was horrible. We had three cameras going for like 12 hours off and on, so I've got like 11 hours of footage, so it's a big hassle trying to just to watch it, dump it, upload it.
Yeah.
I mean, I got two people working on it right now, which I got to pay full time. They're good, great folks, so it's expensive. I gotta go over there and look at the edits. I want this. I want that. We gotta get it on the web. But yes, we're gonna get more of England up. We've already gotten a lot of it up for members, a lot of it for free. We're gonna get more of this up.
Okay. Well,
again, why do we have members? Because it's a catch-22. It's so popular that if we give everything to everybody for free, which I'd like to do, I'd get a $10,000 bill and wouldn't be here.
Well, that's why you're a national treasure, Alex.
I'm not a national treasure.
Well, you say George Norrie is. I think you are. But
well, no, people like Jeff Rinser are a national treasure, too. Anybody
absolutely
that'll let people get on the air and tell the truth is a treasure.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for coming on. No, it's just George Norrie. I've had a chance to be in studio with him, engaging. Still waters run deep. George hasn't even told me this, but I can tell you, he's doing as much as he can. The guy knows what's going on. Believe me, he's concerned. He's doing as much as he can, as much as he can get away with. And the show's better for it. You know, the ratings are up. That's what I tell the stations that carry us. We're getting more affiliates. I mean, it may sound crazy at first to say the government carried out 9/11, but when I got a whole bunch of government documents where they admit it publicly and where they carried out attacks, and it's, I got 100 news articles admitting it, and I got eyewitnesses admitting it, and I mean, if the common sense shows it, and we've caught them red-handed, I mean, we're not radical, folks. I mean, I went to Crawford, and there were 200 people against the war, and seven of them, eight of them for it, you know, at the Crawford Ranch, and then five of them in town, and ABC News is saying it's equally distributed. And I talked to people and watched their footage from a week ago, and I thought, well, maybe there were bigger crowds earlier. Two or three times a bus shows up with maybe 50 people. And that's all, that's the only time you could say it was anywhere near equal, and it's still not equal. 3-1. I mean, it's just, it's that type of simple deception. And again, obviously this Crawford thing in and of itself is a diversion from all these other bigger things that are happening. But by going to Crawford and using it as a case point example of just the mindlessness and the police state, and any time I wonder if we're really plunging into a police state, the way the Secret Service treated me, I mean, it was appalling. I politely walked up miles away from Bush and, what are you doing here? What do you want? And I was just like, I'm press, I'm here just to get shots of the, haven't you had the media before, get shots of the end of the road? It's interesting. I got a TV show in Austin. Get out of here! I just said, well, no. You've got your barricade right here. I'm right here talking to you. And all of a sudden, the state police cop, see, that guy really didn't have jurisdiction until, quote, there's some type of threat of the president. And they obviously can't say I'm a threat because I'm not. I wish him long days and pleasant nights. He's just a puppet. Well, the gas mileage the globalists would get out of Bush, you know, skinning his ankle would be unbelievable. I want Bush to be taken good care of. And the state police guy kind of walks over, starts getting over by me, and starts talking to me and trying to assess me. And, you know, and I just said, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's just so sad, folks. Secret Service didn't act like that 5-10 years ago. I mean, I remember Free Republic being hopping mad because Free Republic people would be a mile away, held back by Secret Service from Clinton going to a hotel, and Secret Service would push him around and, you know, try to start stuff with him. That was big news, and I was in support of the Free Republic guys. Now they're good. I'm glad they're arresting protesters to get within 2 miles. I'm glad Secret Service will let 500 people be pro-Bush. One guy with an anti-Bush sign gets arrested and, you know, 6 months in jail because we told you to leave. Fine, put me in jail because I'm standing there on the side of the road. And he was like a gang member. It was like that. Nothing against Northerners, folks. But, you know, I've got it in martial law where the cops are like, shut your mouth, I'm talking here. You know, I'm like on the street corner interviewing somebody. They march over and go, what are you doing? Turn the cameras off. I'll arrest you. Let me seize your press passes. Like this big old Secret Service guy. We walk up. He's got his vest and his guns. And he's clicking a camera on his chest, taking pictures of us. I mean, it's three clean-cut guys. And I'm, hi, how you doing, sir? How's it going, you? What are you doing here? What are you doing here? Well, I'm just, I've got a TV show. We're getting shots at, you know, the end of the road here, the ranch down there. We need cutaways, which we really do. You know, it's interesting. I go, don't you ever have press out here? Get out of here! Go back to your car and get out of here! Well, no. Why? All of a sudden the state police start coming over. And he's just sitting there looking all scared of us. They're scared because you work for organized criminals. You're scared because the fear of the criminals you work for has been transferred down to you. It was mafia. That guy could have gone and gotten a job on The Sopranos. And before we got there, we parked about 50 yards down because the shoulder was bigger there. We pulled off on the grass. We've been told pull off on the grass is what the media does. Just don't. And don't block any of the roads. We pulled off on the grass shoulder there. It's a state highway. They got a state highway block, folks. You ought to see it. I mean, it's just their constant cars going through, and they got to show their papers and be searched because they got homes down there. We get out, and we all of a sudden a big old expedition, baby blue expedition with U.S. government comes driving by. And, man, that guy, and we didn't get really video. We got just a second, you know, we pan. And he literally looked at us as we're walking on the grass, you know, with sunflowers beside us, and just on the very pretty, full rainbow over the Secret Service while this is happening. Just gorgeous weather with these thunderstorms and the sun. It was just gorgeous. Never seen it so gorgeous as it is, just the It's not, I mean, the land's pretty out there, but just the day that we were out there was so pretty. I'm marching in a good mood up to the thing. You know, no fear, not putting off bad vibes. And this guy drives by and just looks at us. It just actually shows his teeth. A guy in sunglasses looks like, what are you doing, trash? What are you doing, scum? What in the world are those people? And then we get down to the, you know, the, just what happened to our, and you can look down the road and see more checkpoints. You got to go through several. Mile and a half away. They wouldn't let the protesters get within 3 miles. But see, there's roads that split off from there and highways that split off, so they got to let you on past. You know, you can still drive down there. And, I mean, that's the end of the story, really. That's the end of the story. I guess I'll tell it in a backwards fashion. But, I mean, government has always been servants in this country. They didn't treat us like trash, just like absolute garbage. And you're right, it kindled a hatred. I mean, an ancient memory of being a slave. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. You shouldn't either.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Smith, who does radio reporting for Co-op Radio here locally and also Radio Free Austin. He was out there yesterday with his old debt cam recorder, you know, doing a lot of great interviews. He witnessed a little bit of what we saw. He got there later in the afternoon. I'm going to give Kevin a few minutes, and then I will go to Lovebug and John and Daryl and David and Delilah and everybody else that's holding. You know, I got to spend 10, 15 minutes sometime, though, just to tell the story. I mean, obviously, in the future, in the next week or so, we're going to be putting video up on the website and on the TV show of what happened, but there's no way. we could almost put, I guess, 10, 11 hours of raw video up there, but it was just all crazy, general craziness. And the neocons were just so mindless. And then you have the left gatekeepers. I want to talk about them. Let's just do this. Let's just keep taking calls. Then I think I'm going to quit taking calls at 20 after in the next hour, and then I'll, for a segment and a half, tell the story of what happened, and then I'll get to the other news. But Kevin Smith, who was out there yesterday, Kevin, how did your day go out at Crawford?
A little shorter than yours. I didn't get the red baked lobster look that you got, but great day, a cathartic experience. I recommend that no matter what, you know, side of the political spectrum you're on, if you're within driving distance of Crawford, I recommend you go there. You need to meet with these people that have lost family members in the war. I mean, there's no conservative or liberal bias with them. They're grieving, and they've lost a family member, and they know it was based on a lie. And it's,
did you ever have a chance to talk to the scum that was out there calling them names?
Yeah, I went across the street over to their demonstration of five, I guess, and had a word
with
them.
By the time you got there, it was five. When I was first there, it was eight.
Yeah, well, they were going back and forth. I mean, they were mixing in amongst the demonstrators at the Crawford Peace House also. But what you were saying earlier, and I'm reading your story, I got this same line from him, Alex, that, well, he signed on the dotted line. You know, he signed up. He had a duty. That's what they kept regurgitating, and I don't know where they got that talking point, but they were really...
Well, that's all they ever say. Well, that's what they tell the troops. What they don't know is it actually generates more attacks. It's the wrong country. I mean, it's just made up.
Yeah, I was in the middle of the street between some of the left and some of the right, and I read their sign, and they were like, you know, if we hadn't have done this, then we'd be speaking German and goose-stepping to Hitler, and I was like, you know, it's so much more involved.
And then meanwhile, Bush's granddaddy was actually funding Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they never get the irony of any of this. How about the French? I bet you like them who don't thank us. We ought to thank us. Yeah, we ought to thank them for having a country, you idiot.
Yeah, I mean, who's been on our side more often than not? It's been the French, not the British. We're usually fighting the British.
And, you can't tell these idiots that. They don't know history.
I'll tell you what, Alex. When you were interviewing...
Kevin, we should mention your dad was British, a big Lockheed employee. You're actually a dual citizen, so it's not like you're bashing the British here.
I'm sixth generation Texan on my mother's side, and then limey pond swimmer, aerospace engineer on my dad's side. one of the brain drain guys. But again, you know, hey, he was a Brit that got the heck out of a system that would never let him accomplish anything more than what he was born to. So, you know, America was a land of opportunity. But I got to say, when you were interviewing Colonel Ann Wright, who was 29 years in the military and an acting ambassador in a number of embassies, I looked up while you were doing that, and we had air tanker refuelers refueling fighters, and we had a I guess they used to call it MIDCAP, but it was an air superiority fighter patrol over Crawford 24/7. And, you know, if you did buy into any of the 9/11 nonsense, that, you know, we would have been a lot better served with a 24/7 MIDCAP over New York City than over Crawford. And, you know, just think of the dollars that are involved.
Did you get any video of that?
No, just looking up. And it's there constantly, and I just...
No, I know, but I mean, that just shows... Well, what do you think of the... Did you ever go... Stay there. I want to find out, because I left before you did. I left around dark. Did you ever go talk to the Secret Service?
No.
Well,
I got you, buddy.
All right. Well, I'll give you a minute more on the other side. Stay with me.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.